Inside Out and Back Again by Thailana Lai. To the millions of refugees in the world, may you each find a home. Part 1, Saigon. Reading assignment number 1. 1975, Year of the Cat. Today is Tet, the first day of the lunar calendar. Every Tet, we eat sugary lotus seeds and glutinous rice cakes. We wear all new clothes, even underneath. Mother warns how we act today foretells the whole year. Everyone must smile, no matter how we feel. No one can sweep, for why sweep away hope? No one can splash water, for why splash away joy? Today, we all gain 1 year in age, no matter the date we were born. Tet, our New Year's, doubles as everyone's birthday. Now I am 10, learning to embroider circular stitches, to calculate fractions into percentages, to nurse my papaya tree to bear many fruits. But last night I pouted when Mother insisted one of my brothers must rise first this morning to bless our house because only male feet can bring luck. An old, angry knot expanded in my throat. I decided to wake before dawn and tap my big toe to the tile floor first. Not even Mother, sleeping beside me, knew. February 11th. Tet. Poem title, Inside Out. Every new year, Mother visits the I Ching teller of fate. This year, he predicts our lives will twist inside out. Maybe soldiers will no longer patrol our neighborhood. Maybe I can jump rope after dark. Maybe the whistles that tell Mother to push us under the bed will stop screeching. But I heard on the playground this year's bong chong, eaten only during Tet, will be smeared in blood. The war is coming closer to home. February 12th. Poem title, Kim Ha. My name is Ha. Brother Quang remembers I was as red and fat as a baby hippopotamus when he first saw me, inspiring the name Ha Ma, river horse. Brother Vu screams, Hi-ya, and makes me jump every time he breaks wood or bricks in imitation of Bruce Lee. Brother Khoi calls me Mother's Tail because I'm always 3 steps from her. I can't make my brothers go live elsewhere, but I can hide their sandals. We each have but one pair, much needed during this dry season when the earth stings. Mother tells me to ignore my brothers. We named you Kim Ha, after the golden Kim River, Ha, where Father and I once strolled in the evenings. My parents had no idea what 3 older brothers can do to the simple name Ha. Mother tells me they tease you because they adore you. She's wrong. But I still love being near her even more than I love my papaya tree. I will offer her its first fruit every day. Poem title, Papaya Tree. It grew from a seed I flicked into the back garden. A seed like a fisheye, slippery, shiny, black. The tree has grown twice as tall as I stand on tippy toes. Brother Khoi spotted the first white blossom. 4 years older, he can see higher. Brother Vu later found a baby papaya the size of a fist clinging to the trunk. At 18, he can see that much higher. Brother Quang is oldest, 21 and studying engineering. Who knows what he will notice before me? I vow to rise first every morning to stare at the dew on the green fruit shaped like a light bulb. I will be the first to witness its ripening. Mid-February.